The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
You want to see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You want to see it? You want to see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is!
Oh, God!
You want to see it again?
No, go away!
You want to see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave!
You want to see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl who is always excluded by the terms of use. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 139 tonight, coming at you live on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my bearded one?
No, overly aggressive pre-prepping for you this evening, it seems.
Yeah?
I don't know. You seem peppy.
I am peppy.
You seem with it.
I feel good.
Good.
I'm ready to go.
Rested.
I'm ready to conquer the world.
Good.
I wouldn't say rested. Luby, maybe.
Luby. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take Luby.
Okay, Luby or Loopy.
Either way. It works. Both ways.
I got a Luby Loopy.
Yeah.
It's a new little thing I've been working on.
Is it?
I'll show you later.
Cool.
If you guys would like to join in the conversation, stick and move attitude, it is 941-421-0401. You can also get us on the Skype later at Raz Radio 1. And as always, get me on Twitter at Kiki Katie Radio. Speaking of Twitter, I want to say hello to my friend out there at KGB6821. Say hello to my friend Keith. He has an audible fixation with me.
Audible fixation.
Yes, that's what he tweeted out.
Huh.
You know Keith. You've met Keith.
Yes, Keith.
Yes.
Cool.
So, hi. I know he's listening. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we were off last week for Labor Day.
Yeah.
And so now we're back. So
For Katie didn't feel like prepping day.
Yeah. I really didn't. I was tired.
Okay. I was too. I was okay with it.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're kind of giving me a little bit of shit for it.
Well, you know, you half-ass it or you can't.
Cool.
You know.
Hey now.
Just saying.
Hey now.
You know.
Anyway.
So what are we doing?
But we're back.
Are we?
We got some tits, man, for you coming up later.
Really? I'm not even asking. I'm kind of asking you.
Yes, it has tits in it.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll tell me that now. And you'll just bald face tell me a story just to get me through thinking I'm going to be talking about some tits in a little while.
Right.
And I'm not going to be, probably.
I'm going to ease your mind a little bit. I showed you who she was yesterday.
Oh, she is awesome.
So does that help you out?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
So I'll ask you, I don't know, is there tits in this week's tits, man?
There's all kinds. There's tits all up on it, in it, around it. Soft, fluffy. They look like they're warm, too. They really look like they're warm. They do. They look glorious. Glorious.
And they're young.
I don't care about that. They're glorious.
I have to say, they are glorious. So anyway. Get ready for that coming up later. I also have some stuff about if we have enough time, and fuck it, I won't even tell you because if we don't get, you know what? I'm going to make sure I get to it.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk about an eating fetish, but someone's the feeder and someone's the eater.
Yeah.
In the relationship. You know, it's so weird because it was just on one of the episodes of Bones the other day, and then I happened to run across an article. Anyway, we'll talk about it later. See how much she wants to get up to.
Yes.
And her man's like, I will shove a funnel down her throat.
Yeah, we've seen
like
we've seen a few stories like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's always one of those things that's hard to wrap your brain around. But, you know, whatever.
I honestly think that I would be a feeder.
I don't know. I think you could go, well, you're a switch.
I like to be, yeah, but I throw up.
You're a switch.
I don't want to get up too.
Sure.
Like 900 pounds.
Bring me my bedpan, honey. I ate too many Doritos again.
There's already three of them under you, hon. Let's roll a bit. You might find
still
it.
Still ain't covered in a hole.
You need to come mop my folds. Mop them. They get sweaty and then they stink.
It's way too far. You went way too far.
Yeah, I don't
want. Should have stopped way back there.
Whatever. I need that new shh. Okay. The subtle one. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
I don't. Because I watch commercials.
Oh. Those things.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you know you can get a 3D printed version of yourself naked?
You could get a 3D printed version of anything you want.
I know, but there's this, but like you, like your exact, this, there's this company, it's called like Firebox.
Yeah.
And they're selling a product called a Nudie.
Yeah.
And Nudie. It's a 3D printed version of you.
Wow.
Naked.
No, thank you.
Like, I mean, they do your all your everything from your face down to your toes and everything.
I mean, it would be cool for some people. It would be, you know, me personally, I don't want a little naked statue of me. No.
For me, it would be motivation. Okay. I'd get it and just stick it there. Sure. And be like, I have to look at that.
Sure.
Well, you know, you get a better perspective and then you make it to a fat head life size. You stick it on the wall. You stare at it.
No, let's not. Please. No.
I wouldn't a naked little guy of you.
I know. I just see what I'm saying. See how you let you like automatically. I like imagine you doing like voodoo stuff to it.
What?
No, thank you.
Why?
I don't know.
You already think I'm trying to poison you every time I cook.
Voodoo witch.
Hello, I've been trying to eat this with you so to show you that it's okay.
Voodoo witch.
Whatever.
Yep.
Ooh, does that
doll. Use that dark blood magic. It's no good. Hey, no bueno.
I got the orange cat, didn't I?
I don't know what that means.
It's okay. You will.
So later. How much does a 3D nude printed model of somebody cost?
Yeah, it's kind
of
funny that you asked. That I actually
That's
know
kind of
this.
Funny you ask.
Funny, haha, or funny? Do I amuse you? No, it's $216.
That's not too bad.
I don't know how big it is though.
It's probably going to be
like a 6-inch figurine.
Action figure size. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! Can they put it in action pose? It's like I want you to 3D as I'm sneezing or. You know, so,
I'm sure, like whatever pose you're standing in when they scan you is probably what it's going to be. Maybe.
Well, no, I would imagine it was,
oh, no.
But oh, I'm almost sitting on the toilet.
200 something, but that seems pretty reasonable, really.
Does it? I mean, because
it does to me. I don't know.
Because I don't know how much people charge for
okay.
to 3D print stuff.
Sherman set the swayback machine to like 10 years ago and say, hey. I want a doll made of plastic that is of me naked. How much is that going to cost? It's going to cost way more than $200 and something. You know what I mean?
I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I really do. There's
it's a bargain.
There's a place actually right up the street from us. They do 3D photography where they do like a round thing in the studio. And I was like, that's fucking neat.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd want to. At least I'd know if they'd. God, if I did the back of my hair right. It's like, that's what it looks like from behind. God
yeah.
damn. It's
always look like that.
You know, there's still only, well, there's still a bunch of guys that probably only know me from the top of my head.
Oh, did you mention that everybody in listening land that you got suspended again?
Did we
didn't mention
yeah.
this, did we?
No.
You just like glossed right over,
well,
didn't you?
Because I forgot that Amber and I talked about it on her show Friday
okay.
night.
Yeah.
But yeah, since
what
we
does
were
that mean?
Live on Monday. All right. I am suspended again from Facebook. So if you guys are trying to get me on Facebook and you're wondering where the fuck I went and what happened, I got suspended yet again. I have 24 more days in the, as Amber called it, in the hooscow. Yeah.
Yeah, and Facebook voyeur jail.
Yeah.
I can look, but I can't touch.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I... Fuck.
So what'd you do this time?
And to the one fucking dude that keeps messaging me, hi. Why don't you scroll up to the top of the conversation when I was able to talk to you? Why don't you reread that again there, Cupcake? And then maybe you'll fucking understand something. Just saying there, Key West boy. All right. Yeah, well, I posted a link to my nun video, the one that the power of cock compels you. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And even when you posted the link there, it, you know, the like a preview picture pops up and it's just the name. It's just the banner. There is no nudity. There's no nothing. But I got charged with sexual exploitation.
Yeah. And when you read like the little explanation of what sexual exploitation was.
Yeah, I did it.
No. Okay. Guilty.
Yeah, I'm guilty, but I, you know, at least, come on now, you gotta give me some credit. At least I wasn't showing my fucking tits.
Okay, I'll give you credit. You take for getting suspended for like the 10th time, your second 30 day.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Well,
the league's gonna come down and issue some fines.
You know, I was thinking about that. Who would be the person like you'd want to see on your deathbed? Like, let's say you got one of those make-a-wish kid and you got to meet a celebrity.
Angela Radford.
Abigail?
Abigail Radford.
You're going to get some like 90-year-old woman like, you want to see my titties?
No.
You're
like, no. Yes. The one I'm thinking of in my head, goddammit. No. It works just like the Death Note. I think about her, she shows up.
With apples.
Yep.
She can polish these apples.
Yep.
Hottie.
I don't care what her name is. I want her.
To bounce on my face.
Whatever. I just want to be around them, near them.
Say like a belly full of wine and some bitch's mouth on my cock.
Yeah.
So you want to die?
So what are we talking about?
I don't know.
I got Ratchforded right out of that there.
It's okay.
I'm thinking about something completely different than whatever we were talking about.
I know. We're talking about my suspension.
Oh, yeah. Shame.
Well, also while we were gone on September 7th, it was National Salami Day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, nothing like a good cured meat.
Well, their tagline or you know, their motto or whatever says, slide a salami to the one you love.
Yeah, baby.
So anyway, I tweeted out a thing for Salami Day. First, I looked it up to make sure it was actually a thing. I didn't, because, and it said like, cause hashtag salami day. So I was just, you know, didn't want
it. It's always a real thing. But like when you think it's not a thing, it's a real thing somehow.
Because there's a hashtag in front of it, or as all our fucks like me like to call it, a pound sign. Or if you really want to get old, tic tac toe board.
Wow, I don't think I've ever heard it called that.
Yeah, I actually have.
Wow.
Which I thought was a little ridiculous, but whatever.
Huh.
I don't know. Did you know there's a salami appreciation society?
I'm not.
I just
really
thought
surprised.
I'd throw that.
Now
in.
Is that a euphemism for salami, or is it salami?
See now,
or is it? Are we talking about cured meat, charcuterie?
Yeah,
or what?
I actually think they are because they're like, you know, have a couple slices in celebration. But then again, you know, Rule 34. There's some people like, salami day.
Yeah, if for salami, if I would have known it was salami day, I would have totally rolled the mustache into the little curly Q. If for somehow, I feel like that's the proper facial hair to have for salami eating.
Well, it would definitely be off of the corner of your lips and it wouldn't get greasy.
I don't know if there's like an actual physical purpose for that. I'm just saying I feel like that's the outfit. You know what I mean?
That's the outfit?
That's the move. That's the maneuver, yes.
Oh, because I was about to say, that's all you're going to do is just twirl your little thingies and then that's it? You're going to be naked?
Maybe some old-timey kind of a hat, maybe.
Eating salami.
Eating salami. Sliced salami.
Sliced or just the yarn biting the hunks?
No, we're civilized here. We slice our charcuterie properly.
No, we have someone else slice it.
No, we have a whole group of Hondurans come with obsidian stone and hand slice us salami properly and serve it to us on a cedar plank.
With an array of accoutrement.
Yes, with some mustard seed.
There you go.
Yeah, and an olive and a caper.
Bitch, we fancy. Oh my God. Oh, this makes me think of my friend Ruben's ex-girlfriend.
I'm just glad something made you think, really.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Did it hurt?
Haven't y'all missed this?
Do you feel okay afterward?
Oh, after a whole thought process?
Yes.
No. Are you okay? No, actually, I'm a little dizzy.
You need a cold rag?
Maybe.
You can put it on your head. It'll, like, cool it down a little. It'd be like a radiator.
Did you have any smelling salts?
I could blow a fan on you.
Bring me the salts.
Bring out the Gimp.
Gimp's sleeping.
Wake him up.
Oh, rest in peace, Alexis Arquette. You just made me think of it.
Yeah?
She Gimp? Died. No.
Gimp made you think of Lex. Oh, yeah, because.
Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
He had the gun.
He was a he in that movie. Yes. And yes, he was in that movie, Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
If you don't know where Bring Out the Gimp comes from.
That is a tasty come out of your burger. Closet. Well, all right. Okay. Well, this thing makes me think of Ruben, my friend Ruben's ex-girlfriend. This woman. Do you know which one I'm talking about? I'm thinking of?
I was going to take a shot at a few of them, but no, go ahead.
Well, there's this chick in Arizona. She got arrested after she cut off her guy's dick. She got like really pissed off because she was fucking him, and she was pissed that she's like, he won't look me in the eyes. She kept demanding him to look her in the eyes while they were fucking. Well, this chick is completely cockeyed. I mean, she is completely fucking cockeyed.
She got a squirrely eye.
She does. I mean, how the fuck is he supposed to know what eye to look in? Like that, know. That's, he's like, darling, I am. And she's like, you ain't. I just imagine that's how they sound. But
they're in New Mexico. I don't know.
But she said, like, they told the cops, she's like, yeah, I was banging him. And then she just jumped up, ran to the kitchen, grabbed a kitchen knife. Everybody grabs a kitchen knife.
You know, and you figure with the squirrely eyes, she'd have a hard time with the depth of perception. And she'd just end up, like, whiffing, you know, completely air just. Whoosh.
No, maybe maybe that was her thing. Like, maybe she just.
Wanted to cut a cock off.
She's used to it. Well, she was cockeyed, so maybe she knew exactly where the cock was. She didn't cut the whole thing off. She cut, like, part of it off.
All right. Just a tip.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice job.
So, well, maybe she did, like, woof, and just grazed it when she meant to go get the whole shebang.
Maybe, and this is, I'm just throwing this out here, possibly, it was National Salami Day, and she was just working on her charcuterie skills, you know what I mean? It was totally accidental. Salami, I'm sorry, honey.
Could have been. But she faces up to 8 years in jail.
Of course.
I was like, oh. Oh, my God.
That's it? 8 years? Cut a man's ball? Not the whole thing, though.
No, it wasn't the whole thing. I mean, I don't even think that that Lorena Bobbitt got 8 years.
Well.
And she cut the whole thing out and threw it in a field.
Yeah, well, you know, she put up the defense when she was, like, defending herself kind of thing. No, she was being abused. And this lady's not saying I'm being abused. She's saying.
You will fuck at me during sex.
Yeah, exactly. He won't look at my squirrely eye when he fucks me. Like, really? That's what he did to you for you to cut off part of his little tiny weenus. You know what I mean?
As soon as you said squirrely eye, all I could think was la 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 la. Look at the Happy Tree Friends.
Oh God, that show is so wrong.
No,
that's one of the.
Oh my God,
that's like you know, all time classic trip movie is, you know, get a bunch of hits of nice high power blotter, and put some Happy Tree Friends on.
Oh my God,
Happy Tree Friends. When you look at it, if you haven't seen it. You know, it looks like a cartoon for like a six-year-old. The characters don't speak, so there isn't anything spoken throughout the whole thing.
They make noise and giggle.
They make noise.
And scream.
And anyway, the whole premise of this is every character on the show dies every episode in some horrific manner of fashion.
And get tortured?
Tortured. I mean, they get super, super animated, creative with it. You know what I mean?
It makes you wince yourself, like, oh, no.
Yeah, so on a bunch of acid, it's really one of those things you look at and you're like, huh, am I making this up? Like, there's no way this is the way this cartoon, and you'll watch it later and you go, no fucking shit.
And you know it happens to all of them, but yet you still find yourself rooting for one of them. Like, go, little guy.
Now, every time the baby gets killed, I always feel bad. Because there's one of the characters is like an infant, and yeah, the infant dies every fucking episode, too.
And it's a bear. It's like it's a little baby bear.
I know. Anyway, you should watch it and laugh. Don't let kids see it, really, because it's just not – I don't really think it's a great thing for them, but – for adults,
It's fucking great.
It's Gigglefest 2000, I'm telling you.
Oh, I also have to warn you, if you think that it's just, you know, that it's over, it's not over. Like, you're like, that was one episode? And you're like, yes. So it goes on longer than you think.
Because, yeah, they get killed multiple times in that episode. You think, wait a minute, I saw him die like three times.
But there's always a moral to the story. Like, they tell the story, they tell you like what characters are in it. So you're like, well, those are the ones that are going to die.
Yeah.
In horrible, horrible ways.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's good stuff.
It is. I would like to, you know, you'd be able to look at a pussy and be like, that's a pussy.
What?
Huh? I think most people could, right? Identify a vag.
Okay. Compared to what? Like, what are you comparing it to? Like, you know, somebody's chin. You know, you could make things look like a vag and aren't vages and totally trick me if you wanted to.
That's very true. There was one I saw. There's a picture. It was a down shot of someone looking at their feet together.
Yeah.
And totally looked like it was an upskirt shot.
See?
You know, you got to really look at it. But anyway, well, there was a study done by this British gynecological cancer charity.
Wow.
Well, they wanted to see if women could name the anatomy of the vagina and, you know, like the internal organs and stuff.
Oh, hell no, they can't.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they showed them a diagram and then they had like ABC, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't even that many questions. And fuck, I got them all. But only 56% could even locate the fucking vagina. And a third of them couldn't even label the parts.
And ladies expect men to find whatever. It's really, there's still no excuse for a man. Even if a woman doesn't know what the fuck anything is, but she should know what feels good.
But how do you fucking not know where your pussy is? I mean, you're like, yeah, this is my crotch, but how do you not know?
Well, because if they're given it, like if people have like some kind of learning disability, first of all, like some kind of reading, like they're reading it and they're thinking, you know what I mean? Like actual terms aren't the terms that they use for shit.
But I mean, if you can't even look, like, wouldn't you think, okay, this is like, it looks like a triangle. Actually, it looks like a goat. Satan worshiper, whatever, that's what your uterus and your fallopian tubes look like. If you guys didn't know, it kind of looks like a satanic goat. Anyway, but it funnels
it's
at
evil, that's why.
Christos, period, poop. No, anyway, it's funneled down towards the bottom. And if you don't fucking think, have any common sense that, oh, gee, if you're looking for the vaginal opening, that it would be at the bottom of that thing that you're looking at, that you don't know what you're looking at. You've got to be fucking plumb damn stupid, and I swear you probably have like six children.
Why? She can't find the opening. How's she going to use it?
Well, apparently other
people
can't.
This doesn't make much sense,
Katie. These are the kind of people we deal with on a daily basis.
Do we? We don't deal with anybody, thankfully.
Well, I do.
Oh, yeah. You do. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, American women did it in America, and they had kind of the same results, which I'm just baffled by. But they did, they knew more about the cock.
Okay.
Than they did about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they could
name the frenum 8 times out of 10.
Dude, they named all the parts. They named internal, external. I mean, everything. They got pretty much down pat, except you don't even know what the fuck's going on inside you.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a little ridiculous. What are you going to do?
I question the validity of the study.
Well, I don't know.
It's called into question.
Oh, also while we were gone, I heard things like Amber Rose. She admitted on a podcast, another podcast recently, that she had her first threesome.
Really? Recently, yeah. She did, or she just admitted it?
No, recently she did, and she said it's fucking horrible. Well, that's one of the things. She's like, yeah, I put pressure on myself to participate only because she talks about sex a lot, and she figured that she should walk the walk.
Well, basically, she wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, is that just a roundabout way of saying, I don't know, I thought it might be fun, so I gave it a shot?
But I mean, I kind of think that she's right. If you're going to sit there and do the whole sex shaming walk and get all into it, and you're a stripper and you only date rappers and you have breast implants, I mean, you the way you talk and the way the stories you tell and things, whatever, and You basically aren't experienced at all in fucking.
Whatever. I mean, everybody's got their own right to strut how they want to strut, no matter how they fuck.
But I mean, that's such a fake person, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I talk about shit, and I could tell you stories about it, too. Damn near, you probably show you pictures. So it's, I don't know. I practice what I preach. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
It's that woman hatred coming out.
I just want to move out into the country.
Yeah.
Pick me a lot of peaches.
Yeah. I don't know why you want to pick peaches, but.
Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
You dig up some peanuts.
Yes. I'll do that too. And I'll sell them on the side of the road with some extra raw honey.
But, you know, you shouldn't do something just because you think your image, like it supports your image. You know, don't do it if you don't want to do it.
That's right. Don't do it if you don't want to do it. But don't sit there and talk about it like you do and you don't.
Well, I mean, I think more likely Chi-Chi was curious about it, so wanted to try it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think that is too. She's, yes, they don't go. I mean, she said it was horrible, but I mean, I'll tell you from experience.
Guy, girl, girl.
It was two girls and a guy.
Two girls and a guy.
She
should have went with two dicks. Why would she not go with two dicks?
It wasn't her idea. She okay. didn't set it up.
I'm just saying, you figure she could set that up.
Whatever. Oh, well, maybe she can. Maybe that's another thing.
Yeah.
You know?
So many dicks. It's too many dicks, Katie. It's too many dicks.
I don't like them.
It's too many dicks.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well, and she said that it sucked. And threesomes, they're not always going to be fucking awesome. They're not all the fantasy and shit that you see in the movies. I'm just telling you right now, somebody, it's almost guaranteed that at least one person is going to be upset or disappointed or whatever. Well, the way she went about it is she said that there was absolutely no passion. There was no kissing. There was no rolling around. Well, then, bitch, why aren't you moving? If you're just sitting there, sometimes you have to actually put forth some effort. Maybe you go in for a kiss. Maybe you switch positions up and roll around and grab other people, roll around with you. You're not a tiny girl, okay? You can fucking push someone out of the way. I mean, you can get a little aggressive. And that can be passionate, too. But apparently, that's not your kind of passion.
She just went with two dicks. She'd have been a lot happier.
Spit roast.
Just saying.
Ow.
Do two girls, like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I would say a Chinese finger cuff, but no, she's with Rob now. Black China.
I don't know who you speak of, who this Rob character is.
Kardashian.
Huh.
Sorry.
Should I know him?
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Anyway. Is that like the lost Kardashian?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. They exiled him.
You okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What happened there? What's going on? You got attacked, didn't you?
I had a little ginger backpack for a minute. I just have like some fat hanging off the side, and he just Velcroed onto it about a foot and a half, 2 foot off the ground.
Yeah, he's been over here biting my feet, so.
Oh, my God, their claws are getting cut tomorrow.
I hear you.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Don't threaten me.
God. I can't take it anymore. It's fucking
don't take
me.
It. I wouldn't take it if I were you. I'd put an end to it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, she says she's kind of a nerd in bed. She said people think I have orgies all day, but it's not like that at all. So
I never thought she had orgies all day.
I didn't either.
Yeah. She didn't seem to me like the kind, really, to me.
No.
Yeah.
Unless there was like three guys servicing her.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She could roll around on a stack of cash or something. Maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think since we don't have to roll right into Tits Man, I'm going to save this one till after the break. So we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, this woman had a Tinder experience from hell. Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do. Well, yes, I do. So I think I'd be probably a little bit worse than she was. But anyway, stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Oh, dude, there's another fucking condom coming out.
You do today.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro.
Pop my collar.
So what's up, Chick?
Like a rape's a bit. No. Get off of it. I'm rich. Sorry. No, they came out with it. Well, they're coming out with another condom.
Who is?
Some biochemist over at Arizona State University.
Some fucking biochemist. I don't know who it is.
Whatever.
Some fucking dude. I got a new condom.
I'm trying to cut down on the unnecessary details, remember?
Are you?
Well, that's what you want me to do.
Well, you still need the, like, the bare minimum descriptive fucking details. We just don't need the guy's
Make up your mind!
We don't need the guy's name. We don't need his height, his weight, his hair color, eye color.
And then his dick size.
And how big a shit he took in the morning. We need none of those fucking things. Just saying.
Okay, so like I was saying, so is that dude.
Okay.
Apparently this thing is supposed to be more comfortable to wear for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the material. Like, human skin, it's, I don't know, like, latex doesn't absorb water. This stuff is supposed to be, like, absorbs water, but it's three times stronger than regular condoms.
Stronger physically, but does it, like molecularly block out as much shit, or what?
Yeah, it's just as effective as a condom. It's, like, three times as strong, like, tearing-wise, but it feels like skin that the molecular structure is more, it's more,
like silk woven from a cherub's ass.
Yeah, kind of like that. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good, huh? $25 a condom?
Well, they didn't set a price for it yet.
Is it market price?
I don't know.
We're fucked. Nobody's having sex with those.
No, the thing is, though, is like they're supposed to be able to wear it for long periods of time. So if you guys are like marathon fuckers, and that's how you guys like it, then these are for you.
Wait a minute. So like I could chew up like 2-3 Cialis and wear that bitch 24 hours a day, blow off like 10 times in it, and it's totally cool. I don't even have to take it off and wash it.
Well, I wouldn't suggest blowing it like 10 times. What are you washing it? Take off and washing it?
What are you talking
it?
About? What are you talking about? What am I talking about? Washing it out, yeah.
This isn't, you're not in, like, the military. Like, this isn't like World War I or whatever.
Well, you said it was better material.
They're still working on it.
You can reuse a ShamWow.
I'm just saying.
And that was like 20 years ago with the ShamWow technology. Now with today's technology, shit.
Use your face as a ShamWow.
Fucking self-cleaning at some point. That's what we need, a self-cleaning fucking fleshlight.
Yeah,
self-cleaning.
Ew.
It's magic. It just cleans itself. It shows up new. What is ew about that? What are you ewing? Like,
I don't
right
know.
Now, you have to, like,
where
put
it go?
You have to put, like, I don't know, invent it. You fucking beam it out.
I just want a lube warmer.
You Scotty that shit. You beam it right the fuck out of your fleshlight. You know what I mean? Like, residue and all, so you don't have to deal with it, you know?
No muss, no fuss.
Exactly.
Ding.
Make it happen, kids. Somebody. One of you people. You can do it. Make it happen.
Right, Mr. Gates, I know you're a betting man. I know sometimes you do some little off, out of character, out of sorts things on the side. I know you do. So why don't you fund something fun?
Yeah. Auto-cleaning fleshlight.
That's right.
You're already, fleshlight-esque product.
Well, I mean, you already
trademark.
Did the new condom thing.
So. New condom thing? See, there you go. It's like 10 times stronger. Spun out of a cherub's ass. Unicorns come down and whiz on it before you use it.
It's the bitch from the Weird Thing.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com, me and SD,
yo,
or DJ Poopy Crayon.
That's right, Tekka Tight.
Hi, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah, that's right.
What I mean?
No, this is Getter.
This is better.
This is not Poopy Butthole, exactly.
This is
Poopy
Crayon.
Better.
Or what about braided ass hair?
Braided ass hair is okay.
Is that only on the weekends?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I call it the Davy Crockett cut. I buzz it. It's my new grooming technique. I'm calling it the Davy Crockett, just so everybody knows. I buzz it down close in the front. You know what I mean? And I just let the ass hair grow wild like a tail. You know what I mean? I'm kicking around either the Davy Crockett or the mullet. I don't know which.
You called the Joe Dirt.
Business up front, party in the back.
Got that Joe Dirt going on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Meat cushion. Never forget.
Now that's how you work a comedy pit. Cock neck. How many times have you done stand-up? I don't know. Apparently one more time than you've ever been funny in your life. In your life.
I have to say, though, we've already decided that he left Amber with a stack of his business cards.
Yes.
We're going to leave them in every bathroom.
Why are you going to help that dude out? Why? That just sounds wrong.
Dude, it is the funniest fucking picture.
It is, but we have to take it and use it for other purposes. Like, we have to repurpose that card in many embarrassing ways that don't actually promote him or his website.
There is no website. What do you mean, promote this website?
There was. Fucking no. Dave was there.
There was. We were there, too. That's what it was.
I couldn't find it.
That's what it was. You go on, it says, this page is not created. Or it's just, he even said it on air. He said, no, I don't have one yet.
Dave.
But it's on his card. So we just take a Sharpie and we block out all of his information except for his phone number, or just block out all the information, just write his phone number on the back of it.
Anyway, since we stopped making sense to most people, I know, about five
sorry.
Minutes ago. Yeah, we had a conversation with somebody on a Friday show and you know, we're talking douchebag with a capital D. Like, he comes right at you with a nozzle too. Like, you can't like escape the guy and his douchiness. But he's got these business cards that really have a great picture of him looking completely, I don't even know what, but
he looks like he's got a bowl cut, but he's a hat on backwards.
I don't know what's going on, but it's a great picture because it's so funny because he's so goofy.
He's got a soul patch.
I know. And apparently he enjoys the soul patch too.
Dude, the jokes just
write themselves. Ty Rocket.
Oh my
anyway.
God.
Content.
All right,
what's
yeah.
What's going on? Fuck
all right,
that
so,
dude.
Yeah, like I said before we hopped on the break, this I don't know if you guys, you probably are, I'm not, but familiar with Tinder. Well, I'm saying it like it's new. With Tinder? Okay. Do you know about that Tinder thing?
Have you heard about that, honey? They got this Tinder thing, man. Young people going out. They just bangy.
It's one of these appies.
They pussy in 500 feet, honey. It ain't right.
Oh, look, I got one right now. He's five left. Or is it right? I don't even know. Anyway, well, this chick found out too late that she was stuck on a boat for the next 5 hours. She ended up being on a group Tinder date, and she didn't know it.
Okay.
So she.
What did they drug her?
No.
Was it a Cosby situation?
No. Apparently there was there
caveman.
Was,
just walked up to her and beat her over the head with something.
And I beat him to death with his own shoes. No, this girl started talking to this one guy on Tinder, and they were flirting back and forth and stuff, and he kept like asking her out, and she's like, no. So he goes, well, how about we go on the boat for Labor Day? So she's like, okay. She ends up showing, and there's 20 girls and 5 guys.
Oh, so she figured she was just going on, like, a public boat, and, like, it's a public area, so yeah. I'll go with the guy, whatever.
No, she thought she was going on his boat with him.
Oh.
Yeah. But and it was a yacht, too. Apparently, this was, like, hoity-toity. There was a bunch of yachts. Well, all those girls were there because of this one dude.
Okay.
He invited all of them.
Gotcha.
So then they all started talking and stuff. And she, the girl, was fucking pissed. And she's putting it videos, live videos on Facebook, the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? And they said that, you know, most of the girls didn't care. Like, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's free booze. We're on a motherfucking yacht.
I'm going to have fun anyway.
Yeah.
Since I'm here.
Right. Well, she got jealous when the dude that she thought she was meeting was making out with another girl.
Okay.
So that was kind of the point, is that's why they had the 5 extra dudes there that weren't as attractive. They were his friends because they're like, you know, oh, well, they're going to hook up with them to make him jealous.
It's like Entourage.
Dude, that's exactly what I'm thinking or something. I mean,
they just ripped off an Entourage episode.
I will.
On your fake story.
No, they had the video.
Okay.
It was live.
I know.
Whatever. Anyway, she said she would have fucking swam like the 300 feet to the shore, but she doesn't know how to swim. And she was flagging down other boats, and she was offering them $100 to take her to shore. Cause she's like, I want the fuck off this boat.
I give you $100 and a blowjob.
No, one of the guys will give you a blowjob on a jet ski. Bring it around. Whatever.
Whatever.
So that's pretty much, that was it. She ended up getting back, and she was all pissed off. And then they showed a picture in the article of what the one dude looked like. And yeah, he was pretty hot.
See.
He was.
See, that's what you get.
Well, you know.
I can't really blame the guy, to be honest with you. I mean, I've had parties where all I invited was girls, but they knew ahead of time that that's what I was doing. You know, like I completely told them with the intention of, hey, look, you know how most of the guys we hang out with are really fucking irritating. Every time we go out and we start to have a good time, there's one of them just does something stupid and fucks something up and just ruins the night for all of us. And about 20 of them absolutely agreed with me and said, you know what? We'll just leave all those assholes at home and we'll all go to your party without them. And it was awesome. Glorious.
Like, they're so easily molded. They believe anything.
Oh, they did.
I know they did. Had quite a bit of poon in your life. All right. Well, I think we're going to go to, speaking of poon, we're going to go to your favorite segment.
Ooh, stand by.
Stand by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Well, this week's Tits Man comes to you by the very lovely, the very curvaceous. I mean, her ass is awesome too, but her tits are incredible. Miss Abigail Rutchford.
I'm telling you, I don't even know what to say about her.
Well, here's the thing. We've talked about her before on this show. Ah, yes.
I got a short-term memory issue.
She's the one that got in trouble from the sexy pics she was posing with the In-N-Out food.
What? In trouble? No. Nobody should ever make her in trouble for posing with anything she wants to.
That
is absolutely wrong.
So she was like putting milkshake on her titties and she was licking off stuff. Well, they're all about God is mighty, and they have scripture on the cups and stuff. And that's why she got in trouble. So like, we didn't ask you to do this. You need to put those titties away.
Really?
Which I don't think so, because I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
She's coming out of the calendar too.
Is she?
Yeah, very soon. Well, anyway, I thought I'd mention her again because she's worth mentioning.
Everybody should like run out and look her up immediately if you haven't already.
That's what I'm saying. If you go to YouTube and if you search Bounce, you're going to see a video of her. Now, the name of the video, if you want the real name of the video, it's More Bounce to the Ounce.
Wow.
She is hopping around trying to put on this very tiny baby blue top, and her titties don't fit in it. So then she decides to jump around and jiggle them and stuff. And there's only like one button done on this tiny little top. And they do some in slow motion. So you're going to have to check them out. And also, I mean, if you're like a fan of Kate Upton when she did bubbly, 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 her bouncy boobies. Because Kate Upton does like a little bunny hop thing, and her fucking tits are ridiculous too. They're all like, but Miss Abigail, her boobs are much, much bigger. She's all over social media too. She's got 5 million followers on Instagram.
I could see that totally.
Yeah. TMZ is the one that that aired her video, that More Bounce to the Ounce.
Really?
Video, yeah.
Smart people. They know it sells.
She's been in good with TMZ, and they like her, and they talk about her a lot. They've showed her before on the show. She's been out. She's always wearing tight dresses, low cut, like her boobies are always out.
I think I do remember
brunette,
her.
Brunette, really
she always,
pretty.
She always literally bounces them for them.
Because she knows that's how she makes her money.
Yeah. Well, that's how she's going to get on the clip. I'm going to make this show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If I bounce my boobies, it will put me on.
Because my body is fucking ridiculous.
It is.
It's awesome.
Tits Man.
So that is your Tits Man for the week.
Yeah.
So remember, her name again is Abigail Rutchford.
She's quite awesome.
She is very, she's quite awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how she is in real life, but I can't imagine I would be let down. There's no way possible.
She's only 24. I mean, yeah, I don't think she
could be let down. If she opened her mouth and it was a complete train wreck, it would be horrible. But
no, I mean, she's like, hey, I got him. I'm gonna flaunt it. I'm gonna make my money. While she said, while I still can.
I like that attitude. That's a can-do kind of a girl.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I bet she's a sweetie.
She's not letting things stand in her way. She's gonna make it on her own.
Dude, your dick would get lost in those tits.
I don't care what would happen to it. anything in the world could happen to it. After that, it would be fine.
It's gone to heaven, and it's okay.
It's okay.
Never.
It died
back
in a good place.
It did. Oh. Excuse me, my dick died. Can I bury it in your tits? Wait.
I'm not thinking that line's gonna work. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. She'd probably be pretty pissed.
You never know.
Well, no, that's just she could giggle and kind of take it with good. She probably, I mean, she gets that shit all the time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because come on now.
Yeah.
And she knows it. She loves, fuck it, because that sells more calendars.
I don't even know how you go at a girl like that. You know what I mean?
I had to go through, I had to go through a couple of her galleries that she had. One was on TMZ.
Yeah.
And
quite impressive. I know you were showing me the pictures and I don't remember talking about her before.
These are
but
better.
They are.
Yeah.
You didn't show me the better ones?
I didn't see them until today.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
You were at work. I was doing prep.
I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't totally know the existence of some really good pictures and not show you. I would completely make sure you saw them. If it was me, I'd already have seen them by now.
Then I will bring them up later on after the show.
It'll be too late by then.
Fine.
It'll be too late. I won't care. I'll be tired. I won't want to look
I'll
anymore.
I'll just randomly send you pictures tomorrow. I'll text ruined. Them to you.
Ruined.
That's me. I got to at least ruin one thing every show.
Ruined.
Isn't that true?
Okay.
Well, here's about to ruin another thing. This poor guy, he got injured by IKEA furniture.
IKEA furniture, huh?
IKEA furniture. Yeah. So, actually, hold on for 1 second. We have got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
It's Steve in San Diego.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, listen to the show. You guys ever waste time on Reddit?
Yes, I do.
It's impressive. if you look at the, well, aside from the 10 sub thousand organized subreddits, the ones on fetishes just goes down a rabbit hole.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's from anything from totally spies to obscure anime to everything. It's just it goes way way dark and way way funny actually.
Oh yeah, that's
aside from the point.
That's total rule 34 all the way.
Oh, it's amazing. But I just thought about that because when I was listening to your thing about the model, I realized that. They were complaining the other day because the all subreddit has become overrun with porn as of late.
Oh, darn. Gee.
See, I have a hard time like understanding what's going on Reddit. Like there's a lot of words and stuff and words. and so like I look at it and I'm like, I don't really feel like figuring it out.
Pretty much people like to go. Some people like to get real answers, but other people just like to bitch or brag. Or make
Pretty
fun
much.
Of people?
It's just, and you got to be nice, though, because if you're too mean, then you get banned and you have to create a new handle.
Yeah, kind of like what's happening to me on Facebook. I'm not being mean. I'm just apparently showing offensive things.
Well.
So.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I did see your request for donations, and I'll be more than happy to take you guys out when you're here, but it's just some part of it bites at me, the fact that, you know, I'm promoting her leaving, but of course she has to go. So
I know. Well, I appreciate the offer, my darling dearest.
Well, love the show. Just wanted to give a call and let you guys enjoy your night.
All right. Well, thank you. You too, honey bun.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I have a GoFundMe set up to help me get out to California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've already got two backers.
All right.
I got my buddy Andy from in the UK.
Okay.
And Cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. Well, because also, if you guys donate and every little bit counts, while we're on our trip, you will get special pictures sent directly to your inbox.
All right.
So that's the perks that you get for donating is you get, and the more you pay, the better the perks.
All right.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yay.
Yay.
It's best that you don't.
Okay. Huh?
No, but I do have to say that Cheese did make a request. He wanted a picture of Amber and I kissing.
Really?
So I said, you sure?
We have one of those somewhere.
I know.
Don't we?
But he wants to see it like on the road.
Oh, he wants like road pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, that's when the people are getting these things. They're going to be on the road.
Now he thinks he could just do special requests. Is that what's going on?
Goofball. Yeah. All right, so this is, as I was talking about before, we're going to get back to it, but this is a guy who got unfortunately injured by IKEA furniture.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, he had knee surgery, so he bought this stool from IKEA to put in his shower so he could sit on it, you know?
Okay.
Well, because of the heat, his ball slipped through one of the holes in the top. Because it was a round seat, but it had like decorative holes around the outside.
I want to say we saw a similar story at some point in time.
Guy was drunk and he was in a lawn chair and went through the slats.
Yes. Yeah, so almost a similar situation, but in the shower, his nuts went between the slats.
This happened like Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's IKEA say?
You're
a mannequin.
It's kind of
your ball too large. Well, that's Japanese.
Well, no.
I don't know if I could do a Swedish and say that.
Sorry about the nuts.
Well, he realized that they were stuck.
Yeah.
Like, and he sat in the shower until it got cold. And he had to sit there. But then finally, the temperature dropped enough in his balls that they shrank enough that he could pop them out.
In his balls, huh?
Yeah. So he wasn't, you know, and he said it didn't hurt after he got him all drunk. They kind of did it naturally. But he went to Facebook to warn others so, you know, like their balls wouldn't be stuck.
Yeah. Mind your nuts.
Well, it went viral. It went viral.
Of course it did, because everybody wants to let everybody else know, watch your nuts.
And, you know, you're asking about IKEA's response.
Yeah.
Well,
it was in Swedish and nobody understands what it says.
No, you had to piece it together.
They sent them an extra large can of Ludfisk.
Some lube.
Ew. Ludfisk, not lube.
Some Swedish sauce for his meatballs. They'll be stuck now. Well, anyway, they said that you should take the stool out of the shower or wear something to cover his boys.
Huh.
So, I mean, at least what? Put a washcloth down to cover the holes.
Was it supposed to be a shower stool?
No.
No, well, you know, come on.
So.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Watch your nuts, son.
Watch.
I want to know, like, what the temperature of the water had to do with, like, the swelling of his nuts. I don't understand.
Okay, well, you know when it gets hot outside, your nuts stick to your leg and stuff? Like, they feel, like, full and hangy and sticky?
Well, that's because your sac loosens to try to maintain temperature, so it tries to escape the body to cool down.
Well,
so your sac is getting bigger, but your actual nuts are not getting bigger. Just so you know.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe he had unusually large balls. I have no idea.
Now, if he had shown pictures of what had happened to him on Facebook, he probably would have been allowed, right?
No.
No?
No.
Would have had to have been a blur?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Even if it was a medical condition?
That wouldn't have been a medical condition.
It's a medical condition.
Dude.
Come on.
Having your ball stuck in a stool.
My nuts are stuck.
My nuts are stuck in a stool.
So, like, if he couldn't get them out of the stool, you would have to have medical attention would be required now, would it not?
Even if, they would have to blur the balls.
Like, if your nuts were stuck through some slats in an IKEA stool. Right. And you could blink your eyes and have anybody there at all in the world to help you get your nuts out of the IKEA stool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd probably be a doctor. You go medical. You'd be like I don't know what, but you'd be like doctor of some sort. Am I wrong? You wouldn't go fireman. I wouldn't go fireman.
I'm the commander of nut removal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There has to be a nut removal expert.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there is. He's a squirrel.
I like my nuts.
But don't tell him.
I'm a nutologist.
You know what? I think I need a new alarm clock.
I think you do.
I really do, because...
Change the sound.
Oh, well, yeah, that too, but...
that too.
But I mean, I try to set so many fucking alarms that just to make sure I don't sleep through them. Well, I kind of want this one. This is a... it's like a vibrator alarm clock.
The vibrator alarm clock?
Yes.
Okay.
So I say, good morning, Sunshine. Mm. It's called the Little Rooster.
Uh-huh.
And it looks kind of like a high-tech spatula.
Okay.
It does. Well, It's actually a brilliant sex toy. You're supposed to put it in your panties. So for people who sleep nude, you're kind of screwed on that. But you put it in your panties and it like rests up against your crotch and it vibrates your labia and your clit when the alarm goes off. But it goes off 5 minutes before you want it to go off, so it eases you awake.
And eases you awake.
You can finish.
Yeah. I would only go for that for you if somehow we could train the cat instead of dropping a toy on you in the middle of the night to, like, turn the thing on. If we could somehow train him to do that, then awesome.
No, here's the problem. He wouldn't turn it off. He would fucking pounce on it.
Whatever.
He'd be like... It's vibrating. It's moving. It's making a noise.
Attack.
Because, yeah, I've had this problem before.
Yeah.
He just, oh, God. Fucking cat. Jesus Christ.
Big orange cock block.
Right? And the coolest thing is it's under $100.
It's not bad.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have kitten-friendly controls, like big buttons.
It does have big buttons.
Colorful.
But no, it's pink.
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 I don't know. I'm not real crazy about the pink part, but never thought I'd say that.
I like what you did there.
Shut up. Oh, here's the little list. If you guys are into gangbangs, because some of you out there are, I know.
Who isn't into gangbangs, really?
Yeah, that's true.
They're tired of the same old gangbangs. The exciting gangbang.
Gosh. God,
tired of the same old ones.
Aunt Jenny. Go get a tattoo, you little shit. Well, here are some the queens of gangbang that you should check out. I'm not going to go through all of them because I just don't feel like it. But
if you say Aunt Ratchford, I swear to God, I'm going to go look it up right this second.
No, she doesn't do porn. Yet. Not yet. But Jasmine Sinclair, she's done over 300 sex acts to 300 different men in 24 hours.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. She's been pretty busy. There's Katya Cassine. She's done a lot of gangbang movies, and she's actually did 25 in her first month.
25 what? Gangbangs?
Scenes, yeah.
Gangbang scenes or just scenes?
Well,
scenes.
Talking about gangbangs here, so I would imagine gangbangs.
25 gangbangs, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, these are the queen of gangbangs.
That's pretty heavy.
In a fucking month. That's like almost one a day.
She's got quite a resilient snatch.
It's rebuilt.
The vagine is made out of like pussy. Teflon or something.
And then there's this chick, Gage. Now, Gage, I remember.
Yeah, she's like young looking.
She's not so much anymore. But she used to get away with a lot of stuff. Well, she used to get away with saying she was younger because she looked young. Yeah. I mean, all the fucking like really creepy pervs were like, yeah, because she looked like a little girl.
She was like the pedo choice of like for 5 years running.
Oh, yeah. And she's in her 30s now. Actually, she might be in her 40s now. No, she's in her 30s. She's in her 30s. And she's only 4'11". But she's done over 200, and that was.
I want to say I've seen one of hers somewhere along the line.
My dad has one of hers.
Maybe that's where.
Yeah, probably. Well, she's done over 200 scenes. Like I said, that was even before she took a break in 2013.
Yeah.
But now she's back, and she's actually pretty busy.
I mean, it just seems like a lot of work doing a gangbang scene. I mean, you know, is it me?
Work for who?
Everybody.
Like everybody
the whole
involved.
The whole fucking operation, you know? I mean, those things are like, that's like a cum factory.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
And you, I mean, you got to like move them through. Move them out. Come on now.
Yeah.
Fluffer.
Yeah, they're all working the crowd.
Lots of fluffer. Wow, exactly. Boom, boom. That's what I'm saying. That's got to be rough on a girl.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just physically demanding.
You got your arms, your throat, your puss, your boobs. Everything's going all at once. Because I've seen
Too
some
many
of those.
Tanks.
It is.
So many tanks.
There's so many coming
so
at
many
you
tanks.
All at once. And they're just all like interchanging.
So many tanks. Oh my God.
Got some chovies in there.
You got the Gosling chovy.
Ugh. There's a Russian teen gangbang queen.
Yeah.
It's Sasha Rose, yeah. Oh, there's this one chick, her name's Missy Monroe. She's only 19 and she's got over 500 scenes, including semen sippers orgies. So you want to check her out.
All right.
She takes it. She's very busy.
Professional chow juggler.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, Lisa Sparks. I remember her. She has the world record for having sex with the most partners in a single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2004, she broke the world record gangbang with an exhausting 919 men in Poland.
That's a lot of dick. Yeah. A lot of Polish dick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I want 1,000 Polish sausages.
Yeah, it's on video, too. To go. So you can actually see it.
Of course it's on video. Who would do that and not video it? That's like, you know, what's wrong with you?
Well, yeah.
You took 1,000 cocks.
Yeah.
Somebody should have had a camera or something.
Oh, if you like little Asians.
Do I?
You like 6 foot redheaded.
Yeah, 6 foot two.
6 foot two.
Redheaded. Big tits.
Well, this isn't her. Her name is London Keys.
Why are you telling me about
her? She's a tiny Asian, but she's in several gangbang face movies.
Huh, facial gangbangs.
Facial gangbangs.
Huh.
Yeah.
You fucking my face.
Like she's on her knees in the circle of a bunch of dudes, and then they just grab her head and
fuck
her face, and she goes from dick to dick to dick to dick to dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So she's a cum slut.
Huh.
Get some in your mouth. I don't know. I guess, whatever, we didn't get to it. That's all right. It's already time.
Get to what?
Well, I was going to talk about that eating, feeding fetish. I also got like what happens when porn stars get pregnant.
Yeah, they abort.
Abort, abort, abort. Yeah, most of them do.
Sure.
Bonnie Rotten just had a kid. Like she posted a picture of her and her 2-week-old daughter on Instagram, and people went fucking apeshit. They're like, "You're disgusting. Are you going to keep doing porn? You filthy fucking whore. You horrible mother."
Oh yeah.
She's actually not.
That's of course like got to be everybody's outlook on it. You know?
Yeah, because once she found out she was pregnant, that's when she quit.
Yeah.
So she didn't even. She's not like what's her nuts. Oh God, what's her nuts. Fuck, I forget her name. How can I forget her name? She's like the dirtiest fucking chicken porn. Belladonna.
Belladonna, yeah. Boom.
She, up until she had the kid, she was still doing porn.
Yeah.
She did a lot of pregnant porn. There's a lot of fetish porns. I mean, they chained her up and she was like 9 months pregnant and then they shaved her head and like face fucked her and jizzed in her eye and like shoved champagne up her ass. I mean, it was like, wow. I can't watch her stuff that grossed me out. They really do, and not much does, but I physically just get sick. Her stuff, not all of it, but a lot of her stuff, and Max Power, I can't watch Max Power movies.
Max Power!
He is so cool.
You wish you were him.
But you are not. I don't even know if those are the right words, and I don't even care. It was fun.
Power.
It sounded good to me. And that just made me think Spider-Pig. I gotta go.
Yes, you do.
I have to get out of here. All right, everyone. Well, you can catch me back here again on Friday afternoon, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. It's fucking funny. Listen to it. Get me on Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. Google me, Kinky Katie Radio, kinkykatieradio.com. All of my shit's there. You're gonna, yeah. And don't forget to check out my GoFundMe. It's right there on top of my Twitter and it's on my Facebook page. Kinky Katie Radio, even though I can't respond to you, but it is there. Oh, just to let you know. Anything from USC?
No.
Alrighty. Ooh, also Friday night, you can get me from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for One Night Stand, hosted by my bestie from the Westie, the boobalicious, lovely Miss Amber. You can Skype in, call in, see us. It's a good time. Alright, everybody. Well, I'm out of here. Have a wonderful week. See you on Friday. Kissing your pain parts. Love you. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.